The White Stripes is a duo from Detroit who, depending on which interview or article you read, are either brother and sister, husband and wife, or divorced. Rock critic Ken Tucker likes their new CD called White Blood Cells and also finds that these musicians raise some long-standing questions about authenticity in pop music.
Walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
That's Jack White singing a melody that's half blues, half children's song. Jack plays guitar and piano, and his partner Meg plays drums and otherwise keeps pretty mum, lest this duo reveal anything more about themselves. Together, they've made the White Stripes a pretty interesting proposition. Their CD White Blood Cells often draws upon African-American music to get its best effects. Here's a white boy's blues lament, if I've ever heard one, called Hotel Yorba.
I was watching with one eye on the other side. I had 15 people telling me to move. I got moving on my mind. I found shelter in some dolls turning wheels around. I said 39 times that I love you to the beauty I had found. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator at the Hotel Yorba. I'll be glad to see you later. All I got inside is vacancy. Hey.
Listening to the White Stripes, I found myself thinking about Lucinda Williams. Until I heard White Blood Cells, I couldn't quite figure out why I've been so turned off by Lucinda Williams' latest release called Essence. Well, apart from that awful title, any time a musician announces she's offering up her essence, she either better be Elvis Presley or Ella Fitzgerald. Listening to the White Stripes' stripped-down punk blues, offered as a passionate put-on, I realized I couldn't stand any more of the apparently autobiographical confessions of selfishness and sin that Williams has now turned into her stock and trade.
Instead of reading in endless adulatory interviews about how much Lucinda Williams suffers to eke out pain like that, I'd much rather listen to Jack White yelp out this quick, funny, yet entirely believable description of trying to create something worthwhile. A song so short, I can play it in its entirety. It's called Little Room.
Well, you're in your little room, and you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room. And when you're in the bigger room, you might not know what to do. You might have to think of how you got started sitting in your little room.
White Blood Cells isn't a great CD. Its intentional technical limitations eventually hem instead of freeing the music. And in truth, sometimes Jack White can be a whiny little creep. Still, I'll take the White Stripes' whine over other artists' complacency any day.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed White Blood Cells by the White Stripes.